This is Highland Radio News.
Coming up, Gardaí have confirmed that a warrant has been issued from the Central Criminal Court to arrest and charge a man with the murder of Dennis Donaldson. A Donegal fur farmer says there hasn't been a fair consultation on the government's proposal to ban fur farming in Ireland. The mother of Buncrana woman Danielle McLaughlin, who was murdered in Goa in 2017, has raised concern over protocols surrounding the handcuffing of defendants in India. Sinn Féin's calling for a living wage to be introduced for public sector workers, and Gardaí and Donegal are warning of another scam which has come to light, this time involving a GAA club. A very good evening. Those stories to follow in full, much more besides, and PJ Lynch will be here with all the latest in sport at around 5:15. But returning to our top story, Gardaí have confirmed that a warrant has been issued from the Central Criminal Court to arrest and charge a man with the murder of Dennis Donaldson. Mr. Donaldson was shot at a remote cottage on the outskirts of Glenties in April 2006. He was 55. The former Sinn Féin worker had been living there since being exposed as an MI5 agent the previous year. The judge adjourned the inquest into his death until September the 23rd, 2020, to allow sufficient time to consider the proceedings. This is the 22nd adjournment of the case. Speaking outside Letterkenny Court this afternoon, family solicitor Kieran Shields says they are being realistic with today's developments.
I mean, in real terms, the possibility, even with a fair wind, of this individual coming to court in this jurisdiction, I think it has to be at least a decade away. So I think that it effectively puts the inquest proceedings into perpetuity, and that the prospect of Mrs. Donaldson, who's now in her 70s, I think of her seeing truth, never mind justice, in her, you know, in her lifetime. It's very much in question. So I think that's the cruelty of this situation. You know, the family's realistic of in the sense that the individual is serving a crushing sentence outside of this jurisdiction, and that sentence has to be served. He's not that long in the a sentence, an effective 20 year sentence to include the 3 years supervisory release. So I think that it's difficult to see how an Garda Síochána Síochána can effectively and practically bring this person before the courts, at least within the forthcoming decade. So I think there's a sense of disappointment that I think Mr. Donaldson's widow will see truth in the form of the inquest proceedings meaningfully getting started, or justice in terms of the criminal proceedings coming to an effective close within our lifetimes. It's very much in doubt.
The mother of Buncrana woman Danielle McLaughlin, who was murdered in Goa in 2017, has raised concern over protocols surrounding the handcuffing of defendants in India. It's emerged that in two separate incidents, two men on trial accused of rape escaped from custody while attending the court. Laws in India mean it's against the accused human rights to be handcuffed unless there is a specific threat the defendant will escape. Vicket Baggett is currently on trial, accused of the rape and murder of Danielle. Her mother, Andrea Branigan, says it's difficult to process the level of freedom he has in the courtroom.
December of last year, there was somebody escaped from Goa that had been accused of a gang rape. And then on Friday, from the courthouse that the accused in Danielle's case goes to, there was somebody else escaped due to the fact that he escaped from the courthouse, but he was accused of raping a UK lady. And because they don't wear handcuffs over there, it's against their human rights. They basically they can escape, and it's worrying, scary.
Yeah, but whilst it might be against the human rights, I believe that a senior spokesperson in Goa has said that accused cannot be handcuffed unless there is a specific threat that he could escape. But surely, given the fact that we've seen people facing similar charges escaping, that would justify a specific threat.
Especially with the accused in Danielle's case, as accused of. In my opinion, because he can associate with his family during the courthouse, during the court proceedings, which I can't talk to Danielle again.
when you saw that picture of him walking without handcuffs on, I mean, it must have been like a kick in the stomach, was it?
I felt sorry to see the freedom he has. Like, how easy is it for him to escape? There's two guards there just. They do and one escaped already from the courthouse.
A Donegal-fir farmer says there hasn't been a fair consultation on the government's proposal to ban fir farming in Ireland. If passed, it's claimed the prohibition of fir farming Bill 2018 will see the loss of around 100 jobs throughout the Irish fir farming sector in Donegal, Laois and Kerry. Sven Sheerhollam is the owner of the Tazeta Fir Farm near Glenties, one of the three fir farms left in Ireland. On today's 9 till noon show, he said he's finding out what's happening from the media and hasn't been consulted at all by the government.
During the whole week going up to this process, we haven't been involved in the conversation of how this is going to affect us. We don't really know exactly how does this come about, or will it come about. We know nothing really at this stage. Just my setup, say, here in Donegal, that over the last five, six years, we've done quite considerable investments into the millions of euros to adhere to new requirements by the Department of Agriculture.
Have we not moved to a stage now whereby to keep animals, and in the case of mink, to keep them in baskets, in cages, to mature them, to strip them for their fur? And it's a luxury item. It's there's absolutely no necessity or need for anyone to be walking around fur. In 2019, is it not a fait accompli that we're past that now, and it's a dead industry and an industry of the past?
No, it's not a dead industry. I mean, if we take Denmark, for instance, which is the largest mink producer in Europe and it's their third largest agricultural export, even up in my parents' home area in Finland, the fur industry is a very big industry. It just happens to be that in Ireland, it's just the three of us. But as a whole, the global industry, there's still a demand there. I mean, you will have fluctuations in the markets up and down. As in any business, you will have that. I look upon it no different than the cattle or sheep farmer.
A Donegal TD says banks should be availing of local authority mortgages to rent schemes to deal with non-performing loans. Deputy Pierce Doherty was speaking after Ulster Bank revealed it was preparing to sell €900 million worth of loans, 90% of them linked to family homes. Deputy Doherty says people in Donegal and other border counties are set to be particularly affected by this latest move.
For some people, they will not be able to maintain their home. And that is why mortgage to rent needs to be an option, where the local authority takes over the house, where the family are able to stay in the house. And these banks, like Ulster Bank, aren't aggressively pursuing that. So what they've done is they basically handed this over to a vulture fund. They've allowed the vulture fund to do the dirty deed for them.
Meanwhile, Donegal's upper housing valuation limit for the mortgage to rent scheme has been increased to €305,000, a rise of €25,000. The central bank says 1,129 households in the county were in mortgage arrears for over 2 years at the end of 2018. Over 870 of those had been in arrears for at least 5 years. Stephen Curtis of Home for Life says it's an option which is becoming more popular.
One thing we're very keen to see happen is that mortgage to rent as a solution is promoted and brought to everyone's attention in as much as possible. And I know that as time has gone on over the last couple of years, some of the lenders that maybe were unwilling to do it or were less interested in doing it have started to come to a view that actually mortgage rent is the solution. I mean, there's about 1,100 distressed mortgage holders in Donegal. Over the next 12 months, we're going to see substantially more volumes of mortgage rent completing. As a solution for people in you know, really, really deep difficulty, it's one thing that keeps them in their home. It allows them to pay a rent that they can afford and gives them that security of tenure. And really, the job for everybody is to try and push and promote and move these mortgage to rent cases on as quickly as we can, as efficiently as we can, and to try and get as many people into the scheme as possible.
Are Donegal County Council and other local authorities doing enough to promote this scheme and make people aware that it's an option that's there?
They can always probably do more in terms of promoting and pushing the scheme. And I think, you know, one of the things that we're really trying to do is to get out to all of the, you know, local authorities, Donegal County Council and others, to say, you know, the scheme is there, it's alive, it's really, really working. But we need to get the message out to those homeowners that need to get the scheme to try and move it on from there. The people that are trying to get into mortgage to rent, they're going through a really, really difficult period. They're potentially losing ownership of their home. And we want to try and provide a solution, but also do it in a way that makes the whole experience as painless as possible.
Sinn Féin's calling for a living wage to be introduced for public sector workers. It's after a new report claims the living wage has risen by 40 cents to €12.30 an hour. The living wage is an amount considered to be enough to allow someone an acceptable standard of living. Sinn Féin's Mary Lou McDonald believes it needs to be introduced at those levels for people struggling on the current minimum wage.
The situation that they find themselves in poverty at work is simply not acceptable. And we need to start moving to ensure that all workers in both the public and the private sector are paid the living wage. I believe that the state should lead from the front on this matter, Taoiseach, and that you should introduce the living wage for all civil and public servants.
Back with more just after this break.
Is somebody messing? Or have the things we love begun to steadily lessen? Like when you open some crisps these days, what's in there? Just a few shriveled spuds and a lot of thin air. So to make things up, we put three meals in one. Zinger, mini fillet, popcorn chicken, job done. Get more bang for your buck with the Trilogy at KFC. Available June 17th to July 14th, subject to availability.
Evolve Clothing, Letterkenny. 5-day warehouse sale starts tomorrow.
Hello, Grace. Where are you heading?
Down to Made to Measure Fireplaces in Creaslaw.
Made to Measure Fireplaces? Didn't you just buy a fireplace there?
Yeah, but I'm going now to pick my kitchen worktop.
Create the kitchen and living room of your dreams at Made to Measure Fireplaces and Granite Worktops. They've been in business for over 40 years. So for help choosing granite or quartz for your worktop, fireplace or stove, visit the Made to Measure showroom at Cashel Creaslaw or see mtmfireplaces.com or on Facebook.
Ormacolla Jewellers in Letterkenny are synonymous with fine jewellery, quality watches and giftware. With stores at Main Street Letterkenny and the Letterkenny Shopping Centre, you can choose from our quality product range in a relaxed atmosphere, and our sales staff will be happy to help you make the right choice, whatever the occasion. Ormacolla Jewellers Letterkenny, making moments magical for generations.
Welcome to Euro Millions Radio. We're here with Donal, who bought us the island and who is now bringing us a raffle. What can we win?
Tin of biscuits, €1 million, and some... What, you don't like biscuits?
Play Euro Millions on Friday the 5th of July, where one winner of the Ireland-only raffle will also win €1 million guaranteed. Play responsibly via the app, in-store or at lottery.ie. Share the dream.
Wednesday nights are back at the Empire Club Downings. This and every Wednesday during the summer. Over 18s only, ID essential.
Don't miss Thursday's Irish Independent for Tea to Green in association with AIG Insurance. Our special edition gives you Paul McGinley's exclusive hole-by-hole guide to La Hinch for this week's Dubai Duty-Free Irish Open, and breaks down all 18 holes at the classic links, attracting 12 of the world's top 50, presenting an ideal test before Portrush. We also give you the best places to see the action and where to eat and drink. Don't miss Tea to Green, only in Thursday's Irish Independent. Take a fresh look.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with the latest arrival of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
And we say a very good evening to PJ Lynch.
Good evening, Catherine. We'll start with soccer, and Finn Harps confirmed this morning that they have signed Sean Doherty from Inishowen League side Greencastle FC. Doherty is a midfielder who played a hugely influential role for Greencastle, who won a domestic title quadruple this season. The former Greencastle player is looking forward to the challenge of a top flight football and being part of a Harps team that is focused on maintaining their place in the Premier Division. Manchester City have paid the release clause for Atletico Madrid midfielder Rodri. Atletico have confirmed that the required €70 million has been lodged with La Liga, and his contract at the Metropolitano has been cancelled. The 22-year-old is now free to join the treble winners. Republic of Ireland under 21 defender Conor Masterson has signed for Championship side QPR. The 20-year-old was released by Liverpool at the end of last season and has signed a 2-year deal at Loftus Road. The United States will discover their World Cup final opponents tonight. The Netherlands face Sweden in the second semi-final with kickoff in Lyon at 8. Coleraine FC are due to announce their new manager at 6 p.m. this evening. Oran Kearney is tipped to return to the role that he left last September to manage St Mirren in Scotland. Kearney, who led Coleraine to Irish Cup success in May of 2018, left the Scottish club in June of this year by mutual consent. Action tonight in the Colin Breslin Youth Cup. Three games on at 7:15. There's preliminary round games with Ennis Celtic taking on Letterkenny Rovers and Gweedore United hosting Fannad United. And in the first round, it's Swilly Rovers taking on Drumkeen. There's one game in the first round at 7:30, and that's Bunagee hosting Milford United. In golf, first round action takes place tomorrow in Lahinch for the 2019 Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. This year will feature a stellar lineup, including John Rahm, who won the Irish Open at Port Stewart in 2017, Ian Poulter and Tommy Fleetwood. Rory McIlroy will not be attending Lahinch this year. He will instead compete in the Scottish Open next week as a warm-up for the Open in Royal Portrush. Tournament host Paul McGinley believes Lahinch Golf Club will provide a great test for the world's best players and believes the wind would be a major factor in deciding the destination of the championship.
I mean, every links golf course needs the wind, doesn't it? And we're forecasting about 15 mile an hour wind, which is okay. But what's interesting, and hopefully if it does remain 15, I'd like it a little bit breezier, but if it's going to remain at 15, the forecast is that it may switch direction. We might even have a full 180 and it goes from the other opposite direction. But even if it veers a little bit, that's going to be good enough, because that will create puzzles for the players and different irons off tee boxes and then driver off a tee box and the same hole the following day. They're all kind of things that keep players on their toes and bring in course management. That's what makes a great golf tournament, and it also makes the battle in the player's own mind an important one. And a lot of the golf we play nowadays, it's not really about the battle in the mind, it's a physical battle, and I think this one here this week is going to be a real mental battle.
Paul McGinley there. In athletics, there will be two Finn Valley AC athletes in action at the European Classic Grand Prix in Karlstad in Sweden this evening. Summer Leckie will compete in the high jump at 10 past 6, while John Kelly will take part in the shot put around half an hour later. Kelly comes into this off the back of his new Donegal and Ulster record in the shot last weekend, where he threw a 17.79 metres, while Leckie has had a 1.84 metre high jump recently as well. In tennis, Simona Halep has set up a Wimbledon third round meeting with former Australian Open champion Victoria Azarenka. Seventh seed Halep was a three-set victor over her fellow Romanian Mihaela Buzărnescu, while Azarenka beat Ayla Tomljanović for the loss of just two games. Third seed Karolina Pliskova and eighth seed Elina Svitolina were among the others moving through to round three today. And Venus Williams' conqueror, 15-year-old Coco Gauff, takes on 2017 semi-finalist Magdalena Rybakova. Men's top seed Novak Djokovic resumes his quest to win a fifth Wimbledon singles title later when he faces the American Dennis Kudla on centre court. Three-time Grand Slam winner Stan Wawrinka is out, beaten in five sets by 21-year-old American Riley Opelka. In rugby, Munster legend Paul O'Connell says he was disappointed to see Gerry Flannery and Felix Jones leave their coaching posts at the province. The Reds have appointed former England prop Graham Rowntree and ex-Australia out-half Stephen Larkham as their successors at Thomond Park. O'Connell says it's a pity to lose two men with Munster values, but feels Larkham and Rowntree are good recruits to Johan van Graan's coaching team.
Stephen Larkham, I don't know a lot about, but I suppose I would have, you know, analysed and watched a lot of Australia playing, and they played some fantastic rugby. So he's obviously a very smart guy. So I think, you know, I think coaching is the difference now in rugby. You see it with Joe Schmidt with Ireland, you see it with Eddie Jones with England, you see it with Stuart Lancaster with Leinster. Good coaching is what makes the difference. So if Gerry and Felix had to leave, I think they've gotten two very good guys to replace them.
And finally, in a boxing, Michael Conlan's replacement opponent for the 3rd of August has been confirmed. The former world amateur champion will take on Argentino's Diego Alberto Ruiz at Falls Park in Belfast. Conlan was due to fight Vladimir Nikitin, but the Russian featherweight withdrew due to a bicep injury. That's all your sport news here on Highland this evening. Your next local sports update is after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. But for now, it's back to Catherine.
Thanks, PJ. Returning to some news now, and a South Donegal deputy has sought a guarantee from Minister Michael Creed that if the government is serious about supporting small family firms, strong supports will be put in place. Deputy Eamon Scanlon highlighted fears in the Dáil earlier today that suckler farmers in the northwest would lose out at the expense of the dairy industry. The Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine told Deputy Scanlon that there's currently no plans to scale back the suckler cow herd and efforts are being made to deliver supports.
I welcome the exception aid fund for suckler farmers and just ask, will that money be paid out this year in 2019? We're faced with Brexit, as we all know, and this Mercosur deal is coming in. We have 270,000 tonne coming into Europe already, and we have another 99,000 tonne of beef coming in, so it's going to distort the market. And if we're serious about supporting small family farms and keeping people living on the land and working the land, they're going to need help, and they're going to need a lot of help, quite honestly. So whatever has to be done in relation to the exception lead fund and also for NCAP going forward into the future, that there would be need to be strong support there if we're serious about keeping the small family farm, suckler farm, on the land.
Deputy, I repeat my opening line. I have no plans to reduce the suckler cow herd to facilitate the expansion, and I appreciate your assistance in allaying that perception that may be there to the contrary. I certainly, and no policy that the department has introduced could sustain that perception, because in fact all of the efforts that we have made have been about trying to deliver supports, whether it is restoring 50 million to ANC, bringing it up to 250 million that it's now at, or the Beef Environmental Efficiency Programme, or indeed the current EU aid scheme that we will administer before the end of the year. All of the endeavour in terms of any funds that we can get our hands on have been targeted at the beef sector. And as I said earlier, in the context of the latter scheme, it is intended that it will be paid in 2019.
Gardaí and Donegal are warning of another scam which has come to light, this time involving a GAA club. Earlier, people were urged to be on the alert following reports of unsolicited text messages being circulated to be from the revenue. The latest attempted scam involved fake emails to the GAA club secretary, as Michaela Clark now reports.
Gardaí received a report yesterday from a local GAA club that an email appearing to be associated with the club president was sent to the club secretary requesting them to purchase three iTunes vouchers totaling €300, that she scratch and reveal the pin of the vouchers and email a picture of same. The person indicated that the club secretary would be reimbursed. Upon immediately contacting the club president, he informed the secretary that he did not send the email and that the address was not associated to him. People who receive such emails are being advised to not respond to them or click any attached links and to alert local Gardaí. In a separate incident, Gardaí received reports of unsolicited text messages being received purporting to be from revenue. The message from the Ross team claimed a refund was available. Upon clicking the hyperlink embedded in the text message, the injured party is then brought to what appears to be a legitimate, well-made Ross website, where the party is asked for their name, date of birth and bank details. People again are advised not to click the hyperlink and delete the message.
Staying dry, mostly cloudy for the rest of the day, but a few sunny spells will occur this evening in southern parts. Tonight will be dry with a mixture of cloudy periods and clear spells. Lowest overnight temperatures of 8 to 10 degrees. Closing headlines, and Gardaí have confirmed that a warrant has been issued from the Central Criminal Court to arrest and charge a man with the murder of Dennis Donaldson. Mr. Donaldson was shot at a remote cottage on the outskirts of Glenties in 2006. This is the 22nd adjournment today in the case. A Donegal fur farmer says there hasn't been a fair consultation on the government's proposal to ban fur farming in Ireland. And the mother of Buncrana woman Danielle McLaughlin, who was murdered in Goa in 2017, has raised concern over protocols surrounding the handcuffing of defendants in India. That's the main evening news and sport on Highland Radio for now. We're back with the headlines for you again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 3rd of July. The death has taken place of Henry John McKinney, 53, Tattynure Road, Oma. Funeral from his late residence on Friday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Knockboyle, with interment in the adjoining cemetery. House private pleas from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of John James Bradley, Jimmy, 41, Clockthamore, Windy Hall, Letterkenny, formerly of Kinahan, Kilmacrennan. Jimmy's remains are being waked at his late residence. Funeral on Friday to St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrennan, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial in the adjoining cemetery. House private pleas from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Dennis Patrick Gallagher, Dramahi Park, Ardra, and formerly of Minachia, Ardra. His remains will arrive at the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, this evening for 7:15, travelling via Five Points Road. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 with interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Alfie McCollum, Main Street, Rathmullen. His remains are reposing at the home of his wife Rosaline and daughter Kerry, Main Street, Rathmullen, from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow. Funeral to St. Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, on Friday morning for 11 o'clock Mass, followed by interment in the adjacent cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Kathleen Angela Kelly, Stranaclea, Ballymagan, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Mary's Church, Cock Hill, Buncrana, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to renal dialysis services at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of McKinney Funeral Directors or any family member. And the death has taken place of Phyllis McCallion, née Gallagher, 13, Glen Road, Strabane. Removal from Quigley's Funeral Home, Strabane, this evening at